Well, it's midday, and along the way, choose the voice for veterans. On Radio St. Pete Online, it's time for information, some education, more entertainment, and conversation. We make it fun in the sun radio at your home, office, or on the run. Explore services that help veterans survive. And keep your interests alive. It's Keep the Boss of the Beach now within your reach. On Radio St. Pete Online, it's Voice for Vets. We're at your service and doing fine. Well, here we are. We made it one more good week. And this is naturally the best month of the year. And that's the beginning month. This is January. We want to say we salute all of our veterans. And we want to thank Lonnie for what he's been doing for us. I'm putting it out there. And I'm holding a Hot Rod magazine collector's item, and it's just wonderful. And it's been donated by Lonnie for me to look at when I come out there and kind of deal with my fantasy of all the years I grew up in the country. My daddy was military. I came out of the old Kelly Field, Texas. And he went to Huntsville, Alabama, and went to work for Redstone Arsenal. And that's where I fell in love with the car thing. My father's sister, Mary, was married to Uncle Smooth, who was an old dirt race car driver. He taught me how to shift gears without a clutch. I learned my love for the race car business, which has always supported our veterans. If you want to find the best group of veterans you know, show up at Daytona. Show up at Talladega. That's where all the best of our veterans are still standing tall, taking care of the road. And I wanted to say we salute all of our veterans in the month of January. And thank those who supported the Martin Luther King Day. And all my veterans were out there making sure that the crowd was not ruling. You know, many years ago, it used to be a crime that every time they had a Martin Luther King's Day parade, somebody got shot. God bless veterans. Now they stand tall. No one's getting shot anywhere. Period. And we want to thank all of those who are in our area here, and especially those who are listening to 96.7 and Sunshine Radio. We appreciate you listening. And call your friends and let them know that you're in tune to the best in local radio. You know, it does make a difference. Many years ago, it was AM only. I can remember when FM came in, and it was considered radical because they played all these long-playing songs. You know, the average song length on an AM station in those days was 2 minutes or less. FM came along, and they started playing whole albums. Next thing you know, it was a radical move, and now we have low power radio to suffice in those areas where the big band radio stations have moved on to national information, and the low power radio stays in the community. And that's why we got our show over here, Voice for Veterans. And we want to say thank you to all those veterans who are out here helping out. This week, we want to push what's going to go on for the rest of the year. Our yearly commitment this year is for veterans to help veterans. There's a program out of Carolina, and it's being brought to Florida. Veterans helping veterans worldwide all the time. I don't know why they came up with that concept, but I love it. And in our area, we do have a lot of good veteran contacts. And they've made a difference in this area, and we know why. If you happen to be around a military area in your lifetime, you know what happens. I was raised in Huntsville, Alabama, Redstone Arsenal, and also the home of the NASA. And when you put that much information around a military base, it becomes a standard veteran community. Many years ago, when World War II was out, you know what happened. Everybody ended up in San Diego. San Diego and Hawaii ended up being two of the largest areas in this country where veterans retired. Now, Let's move it up 25, 30 years later. We've had a 20-year war that just ended. It was not in the Pacific. This time it was in the desert. So when you talk about what happened in our generation, it's the Gulf War. It's Afghanistan. It's Iraq. So now, all of those wars were orchestrated out of Tampa. So guess what? We have the fastest growing veteran community in the country. And from what I'm understanding from some of these veterans out of this COVID thing that's going around, Tampa, St. Pete, is one of the fastest growing areas because people in the Northeast about tired of the cold. They had it a lot worse than we did. They took care of it a little differently from what we did in the state of Florida. I still got my mask. I took all my shots. I'm recommending that everybody wear a mask and take your shots. But if you don't, this is the place to be. This is Florida. We have one of those governors that said, come on, come one, come all. And be grateful that you're here. Over the last few days, now that the first of the year has come in, and we're beginning to see that the Comitron, this variance of the COVID, is now peaking. Come on down to Florida for spring break. It's coming, and I need all my veterans, you younger veterans, we're coming out of the war. Come on down and enjoy your time here. We got some of the best VFWs. We got some of the best American Legions. We have the best AMVETS group. They come over here and do a convention every year. So we're proud of our veteran services here. We have Bay Pines. And we have James Haley. Now, those names may not be a household word outside of this area. But in this area, we know that we have two of the better medical centers to support our veterans. And we really do appreciate it. We want to thank everybody for all they're doing to make this day what it is. And guess what? It's already getting ready to end. You know, this month will be gone before we know it, and we'll be off into February, Valentine's Day, the month that you spread love. Okay? When I grew up, it was Negro History Week. Now it's Black History Month. But we always salute, and I got a band on my arm. We always salute during Black History Month and do a praise and do a lot of shows surrounding the Buffalo Soldiers. Those were our black soldiers that made a difference. When the president said it, you know it made a difference. And I'm not talking about Barack Obama. We're talking about Teddy, the Roosevelt boy, who stood with the soldiers, took them to war, and they delivered. So we want to say thank you to all of my Buffalo soldiers who are now listening, and one of them I'll be talking about next week. We're going to interview her again. She's written a book, and she was in the military, and she was one of the new Buffalo soldiers. The Buffalo soldiers have admitted women, and they're bringing in some other nationalities. So we salute those Buffalo soldiers, especially in the Tampa, St. Petersburg area. We got a nice contingency, and we want to say thank you. And all of those who showed up out there at the parades, we especially want to say thank you. And hopefully you guys will induct a few more young men who are coming in this military to the Buffalo Soldiers and give them the tradition. I sat with a young veteran last week at a car show, and he made me realize that what has happened now, this voice for veterans is needed more and more and more. We have a bunch of new veterans, and because of the internet and how much stuff is available and what you can get on it, it's confusing to a lot of our new veterans. Too much information. So we're hoping that this radio show and the radio stations across the country, and especially in our area, that we can provide location information. We can provide just conversational information. to help guide you to the next phase. Because this phase is done. You've gotten out of the military. You're back with your family. Three things you're going to need: a job, more education, and another job. Okay? The other job is take care of your family. And I mean that because I know now that there's a lot of my veterans out there that are women. When I grew up, all the veterans were men. Every now and then you'd run into a whack or a wave. But now, the women have stood tall in these last few wars and have proven themselves. So we want to salute all of our women veterans. And look around. Stay with us. Go to WVETOnlineRadio.com. WVETOnlineRadio.com. OnTheAirToday.com. And look under the information resources. And you'll find some resources that are designed just for our returning female veterans. We appreciate you. We love you. And I'm going to take a break right now and enjoy this little interlude of great music. We always play the best and we pray for the rest. Be right back.
Turning, the wheels are burning. I can't sleep at night. I feel too tired to keep on going. I don't wanna fight. I can stay up with you all night. I got the devil working overtime. Don't be afraid because you're running away. Still won't keep you safe. No, 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 no. Take it from me, what I do is I say, because I've seen the way he stares at his prey. You got the heart and soul I once had. Now it's time for you to choose the path. Which way will you go? You gonna play the show? Stand in line watching other stars explode. Try to be the big frog, jump out of the little pond, but don't jump in the frying pan. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. Stage for change, but all these days spent alone are all the same. Spend every dime to try to stay alive, to sing my heart out to make a name. This is the life I chose to lead. This is the American fantasy. To make this dream a reality and call this road my home. No, 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 no. Twisted and turning. Twisted and turning.
Welcome back, welcome back. Now, it is my privilege to announce on February 22nd, You're going to be able to get this song that you just heard, Twisted and Turning, by our good friend, a local artist here, Yoshi Gish. He's presenting us with that song, and we're going to play a piece of it now. We're going to play it Saturday. We're going to play it at the end of this. Wonderful song, Twisted and Turning. That is the way the world went for the last 2 years. We were twisted and turning with viruses and with change that went on. And one of the changes that was made, there was a lot more commitment to support veterans. So I'm going to talk about American Veterans Alliance, Society for Hispanic Veterans. And we're going to say thank you to Kevin Humes, Wardell McGee, for their efforts to help maintain and grow veteranization. You know, it wasn't too long ago that the only time you heard about veterans was when they were down and out and under the bridge. I want everybody to know that that time has changed. There are veterans still under the bridges, but they want to be there. It still means go by and feed them. We've had that commitment for years, and I can tell you up and down, all over this state, there are people driving around in their personal cars making sure that if it's a vet somewhere hungry, that he's fed. That's why this radio station says thank you. I want to see more vets helping vets. The system is now being set up that they're getting a lot more help. But there's a lot of new things coming out of the new wars that have created other things for veterans. Recently, we were dealing with the colleges to talk about what programs were available for veterans to be re-educated, brought back into the system. And I found out one thing. All over the country, they have good veterans college programs. But USF has one of the best ones. They got a great, St. Pete College has one. If you're a veteran, or you're a family member of a veteran, please check with one of these colleges. See what's now available. You know, in the bigger picture, I'm going to always give my shout out to my buddies over there in Jacksonville. They finally got an office over here in Tampa. It's the Wounded Warrior Project. And I've been around several of our wounded warriors. Unfortunately, the Vietnam wounded warriors don't talk about it much. But there's some out there, so I want you to stand up. You don't have to talk about it. Just show up. There's a lot of new things. New scooters, wheelchairs, all those things are now available that the government will help pay for. That's why I give a shout out to my guys over there who take care of Johnny's, because they take care of wheelchairs for my veterans. We appreciate it. We're grateful. Now, today is one of those days that we're going to be out and about, and I'm going to be finishing up this program, but at the same time, I'm working on Saturday's program, and we're going to intermingle all of this information at one good time, and we're just going to make sure that you have Thursday and Saturday now available so that my veterans can say, I heard that voice for veterans. And I appreciate the information that I got. Again, I want you to recognize the fact that we are also online. Sunshine Radio. St. Petersburg. And 96.7 FM. Both are online. You can also find this program and many others that support veterans at WVETOnlineRadio.com. And ontheairtoday.com. We've reached out to support our veterans throughout the Western Hemisphere, and that's the Latin veterans who served this great country. May have gone back to their own countries, but they were here. We take care of our Caribbean veterans. You would be surprised if you head out to St. Thomas, St. Croix. Those are American territories. Okay? Veterans are there. I was down there and sat on in the dock of a battleship that they have docked down there. So we want to say hello to all of our Caribbean veterans. We're grateful for what you've done, and we appreciate you. And in the state of Florida, we got quite a few of our Caribbean, not only just Jamaican, Haitian, St. Thomas, St. Croix, Haiti, we salute you. Take care of your countries. Thank you for what you did in America. And feel free to stand tall. When we think about the Buffalo Soldiers, we always go back to Grenada, but times have changed. Now, we stood with the Buffalo Soldiers at the Super Bowl last year, and we'll be seeing them at the Super Bowl this year. We're grateful. We're thankful. We appreciate it. Now, if you happen to have a relationship as a family member of a veteran, please ask the question, what benefits are there for the family members of veterans? And we'll help give you the answers. You can go out to Bay Pines. You can call right here. Go on this line. Look us up, WVETOnlineRadio.com. You'll see a lot of information. Go to resources. And again, we're saluting women veterans. And we're also saluting those who are looking to advance their education. We're going to be posting where to go to find out at USF and where to find out at St. Pete College, what services and where to go if a veteran or a family member of a veteran needs it. We want to thank, of course, 96.7 and Joe and all the team over there who are keeping us alive with this. Again, I wanted to say thank you to our guys down there in the Miami area. We're now picking up contacts heavily in the Orlando area because everybody's coming over here. We happen to be in the fastest growing area of the state of Florida, and a lot of people are coming over here. So be sure and let them know if you want the best in local radio, but also on the internet. You can find it right here, St. Petersburg, Tampa, Florida. We got a lot of places that are gearing up for the spring break. And don't forget, this is the primary area for spring break. We do have Valentine's Day coming up, but March will be here before we know it. And I'm skipping Valentine's. I'm going to leave that for the young lovers. And I'm going all the way to play spring break. We got a big activity And we do have a lot of our beach activities. A lot of our veterans are doing the security. So we're going to take care of our young people. Don't forget, if you're going inside a restaurant, wear your mask. It's not hard to do. If you're not going to be in the restaurant, you're going to be outside, then feel free to lower it. But if you get up in somebody's face, please, that's what they're there for. Years from now, we'll look back and be grateful for all of those who did wear their masks, no matter whether they got their shots or not. A lot of people don't believe in them. I can tell you, if you don't believe in it, research it a little bit more. If you do believe in it, research it a little bit more. But either way, wear your mask indoors and a little bit outdoors if necessary. Don't forget, the music you're hearing now is from our artist here. And we want to thank Soundcheck Studios and thank all those other studios who are around keeping music alive, especially out there at Soundcheck, and especially this song from Mr. Yoshi Gish. We're blessed. Next week, we're going to go back with a little try to help your brother because it's February. That's love. Try to help your sister, too. A little bit more music, and don't forget, you're tuned in. And if you're out and about today, I'll be somewhere out around in one of those locations where we'll be having cars and motorcycles and that kind of stuff, hanging out with my vets, so you'll hear from me later. Thank you. We love you. Here we go again. Over and out with a shout. Yoshi Gish. Thank you. Tune in again 24/7 WVETOnlineRadio.com. American Veterans Alliance, WVETOnlineRadio.com.
If we look to the answer as to why for so many years we achieved so much, prospered as no other people on earth, it was because here in this land, we unleashed the energy and individual genius of man to a greater extent than has ever been done before. Freedom and the dignity of the individual have been more available and assured here than in any other place on earth. The price for this freedom at times has been high, but we have never been unwilling to pay that price. Those who say that we're in a time when there are no heroes, they just don't know where to look. The sloping hills of Arlington National Cemetery, with its row upon row of simple white markers bearing crosses or stars of David, they add up to only a tiny fraction of the price that has been paid for our freedom. Each one of those markers is a monument to the kind of hero I spoke of earlier. Their lives ended in places called Belleau Wood, the Argonne, Omaha Beach, Salerno, and halfway around the world on Guadalcanal, Tarawa, Porkchop Hill, the Chosin Reservoir, and in 100 rice paddies and jungles of a place called Vietnam.
Rise and Shine to Sunshine Radio 96.7, Saturday mornings. This is Voice for Veterans and the rest of us who say we support veterans too. News, commentary, information, education, music, and entertainment. New just for you, 96.7. Now, you've heard the rest. Stay tuned for the best. Rise and Shine to Sunshine Radio and stay with us all day long.